I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. A collaborative project is underway in South Carolina to create a supply of COVID-19 antibody tests. To talk about this South Carolina-based antibody testing effort is Dr. Satish Nadig. He's an adult and pediatric multi-organ transplant surgeon, and he's the medical director of the Center for Cellular Therapy at MUSC. Dr. Nadig, I understand that you are leading the task force for this project. Tell us which institutions are involved and what the goal is.
Yes, so this task force is really involved so many people throughout the state, including researchers from Clemson University, University of South Carolina, and then also healthcare systems such as Prisma Healthcare and our own. The goals of this project have been very simple: to really create high throughput screening and confirmation of those people that have been exposed to and infected with the coronavirus and that have developed antibodies or proteins that keep them immune to the virus itself.
And what does that term mean, high throughput screening?
Really, all that means is the ability to do lots of tests in one day. So we have to be able to match the demand of all of those that need the testing.
And why was the decision made to create our own COVID-19 antibody tests in South Carolina rather than just purchasing these antibody tests?
At some point down the road, there may be a supply chain issue for the test, and we want to be able to have a homegrown initiative that we can always depend on for the citizens of South Carolina and even the region. And it also is much more cost effective. So we can drop the cost much lower if we produce our own test, making it much more sustainable for the health system and the patient population moving forward.
And are these South Carolina-made COVID-19 antibody tests already available? Are they already in use somewhere within our state?
They're available and in use here at MUSC. So what's happening now is our normal clinical lab has partnered with the Center for Cellular Therapy. And what's happening is if someone submits their test, they're using a commercially available test to screen. And then if they're positive, they're reflexing to our clinical Center for Cellular Therapy to do the confirmation portion of it. In addition to that, we have contracted with various other entities to do the entire screening and confirmation in the Center for Cellular Therapy. So there's so many pathways that are happening, and we've already notified the FDA and submitted the emergency use authorization to be able to do this clinically. And so, yes, we've rolled out and ready to go.
Do you foresee a day in the near future, Dr. Nadig, where these South Carolina-made antibody tests will be widely available to the population, to the communities in our state?
I absolutely see that, and I think that that's going to happen pretty soon here. We are boasting a sensitivity of 100% and a specificity of 97.5% on our validation studies that we submitted to the FDA, and these are really good numbers for this type of test and confirmation. And so I think we have a very good test that's cost-effective, that's efficient, with a quick turnaround time, and I think it's a very valid question with an answer that is probably in the short term. I would say weeks.
Dr. Nadig, thanks for providing this update about creating COVID-19 antibody tests here in South Carolina.
My pleasure, Bobby. Thanks for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.